Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. The takeaway down in Washington is the story of 94 freshmen getting their orientation yesterday.
In the House, right?
In the House of Representatives, that's right. And the story of some very dire developments for one senior representative, Charles Rangel.
Right.
We'll get to those in a moment. He walked out of his ethics trial hearing yesterday, as it seems as though that is coming to a very, very difficult conclusion for Charles Rangel, a very senior representative Democrat in the House of Representatives. But let's begin with orientation. Now, you would think that orientation would be kind of exciting. It must be a wonderful moment to go down to Washington and finally sort of set up, see where you're going to be working. But after a campaign which was as negative against Washington and Washington insiders as anything I can remember, it must be a little difficult for a freshman congressman, particularly Tea Party congressmen, to maintain their objectivity here. I mean, is this being indoctrinated into the Washington insiderness?
Well, people who ran against Washington,
right,
for the most part.
I mean, how much do they want to be orientated? That's really the question. Listen to this tape. This is Representative Lou Barletta speaking to our very own Todd Zwillick.
There's so much, really. I mean, from the laptop, the new BlackBerry, learning all the ethics rules, rules of conduct, the do's and don'ts, which are very, very important.
What's the biggest don't?
Don't take anything if you're not sure from anyone. That's the biggest don't.
The biggest don't. Don't take anything from anyone. Joining us now is, of course, our own Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. You trailed around some of those House freshmen yesterday, right, Todd?
Yeah, it's a two-yearly ritual. We love it on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, you know, but how do people keep this orientation idea and the celebration of it, and it was kind of breezy yesterday, from this idea that actually it's, you know, you learn the do's and don'ts, then they put the brain implants in, and all of a sudden you're an incumbent, and it's over for you.
You still have to learn how to set up an office. You still have to learn how to vote, how to stick that card in the machine and vote yay, nay, or present. You still have to learn who to hire and how to do it, where the office is. You have to be in the lottery to find an office because you can't sleep in the Comfort Inn for your whole term. So even if you're anti-Washington, you still got to do this. And you still have to get along with people. You still have to meet and greet. And that's really what a lot of it is about.
Well, aside from the manners, which I suppose is learnable, but he's not responsible so much for that as the other to-do items that you mentioned, Todd Zwillick. Brad Fitch, CEO and president of the Congressional Management Foundation, is in large part responsible for the orientation of the freshman lawmakers as they make their way to Washington. Brad Fitch, good morning.
Morning, John.
What are the do's and don'ts? And exclude the ones that involve becoming part of the Washington insider culture that is destroying America.
Well, as Todd mentioned, a big part of what they have to do is just the practical aspects of setting up an office. Setting
right.
up a congressional office has all of the challenges of a small business with all of the red tape of a bureaucracy. You know, one of the big don'ts is don't hire somebody you can't fire. And that's good in any business. But in politics, you're under a lot of pressure from stakeholders. You know, you got the contributor's kid, you got the mayor's kid, you got your second cousin's nephew by marriage who suddenly wants to be in Washington and get all wrapped up in politics.
So it's like entourage.
Yeah, and you just don't have those resources. You have a very small staff, and you got to have the best and the brightest. One of the myths in Washington, you think Washington has grown. Well, that's happened everywhere except on Capitol Hill. The size of full-time congressional staff, the size of a full-time House office, hasn't grown since 1974.
Let's hold on that
law.
For a second. The committee staffs have grown, but the individual office staffs have not.
No, actually, committee staff shrunk in 1995 when the Republicans took over and they had the opportunity to slash staffs. They slashed staffs. They've gone back a little bit to pre-95 levels, but they've largely stayed about the same. And personal office staffs, as I said, have been frozen for over 30 years.
And the computer technology there in the House of Representatives from the 1950s, or have they made it into the 60s yet?
Yeah, they're creeping into the 90s, actually. The chief administrative office, which was set up by the Republicans in 95, has really done a great job. In fact, they're working on a really interesting project now called the House of the Future, and they're really trying to integrate mobile technology a lot more. They're not where they really should be as an enterprise. The executive branch, private sector, is still way ahead of them, but they're trying.
And they've made it beyond Windows 5, I guess.
Look, it took them long enough to learn how to use these machines, John. Don't push it.
Well, Brad, let's ask a serious question about this. You know, a number of these 94 House lawmakers claim that they're a member of the Tea Party, and their mission is to not, maybe they want to learn the ropes, but their mission is to not be co-opted by Washington under any circumstances. What do's and don'ts allow for a lawmaker to maintain his independence, like, say, a Ron Paul down in Texas, but still get something constructive done?
Well, as Todd said, you know, one of the myths in Washington that's out there is that you can be this maverick and still get things done, and you can't. You know, great laws are made from great compromises, and if they really want to be effective, they're going to have relationships with other legislators, unless they just want to get on the floor and rant. My organization really just helps them be more effective and be the operational geniuses that they want to be. You know, I'd say, you know, members of Congress, if they're not focused on what they want to accomplish, become one of two types of members of Congress, either an ineffective member of Congress or a former member of Congress.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And they really have to be disciplined in what they want to accomplish and to focus on those three or four things, or they're just not going to get anything done.
Brad Fitch, CEO and president of the Congressional Management Foundation, responsible for orientation for freshman lawmakers. Todd Zwillick, here's Representative Chip Kravac, who you spoke with yesterday. Can you give me a little context to this story? Let's listen first.
I talked to some staffers on the Hill about that, and it makes the staffers in the offices, in my opinion, just listening to them, uncomfortable when they're working late at night and you have the member walking around in his pajamas, you know, brushing his teeth.
So the message here is don't be a workaholic walking around at night at all hours, brushing your teeth.
Chip Kravac, the giant killer from Minnesota who knocked off a huge incumbent, Jim Oberstart. No, he's talking about sleeping in your office. You know, in 94, the last big Republican wave of conservatives in a year of austerity had a lot of members boasting, I'm just going to sleep in my office and save the taxpayers money. I don't need an apartment at taxpayer cost. Well, it was a bit of a show because taxpayers don't really pay for members' apartments. In fact, not at all. And so I wanted to hear from Kravac if he was going to do the same. He sounded tempted, but said there.
He got a little push back there.
Yeah.
Let's end on Charlie Rangel's fortunes. They look pretty dire. He walked out of his ethics trial yesterday. There doesn't appear to be a dispute on the facts of his case. 13 counts. Where does this go?
Right. The takeaway from that, the facts are not in dispute on any of the counts. The ethics committee, the subcommittee went into closed session. They haven't come back. But when they do come back, possibly today, expected to recommend basically penalties up to the full committee and then to the House floor. We don't know what those penalties will be, but it's not looking great for Charles Rangel.
Bad news for a senior and those 94 freshmen coming into orientation. Brad Fitch, CEO and president of the Congressional Management Foundation, and Todd Zwillick, thanks so much.
Sure thing.
Thank you.